Hello and welcome to Dunktown.
Hi.
I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And this is our podcast. And that beautiful song, that inspirational
theme tune. I love it.
Was written by the wonderful Andrew Clotworthy.
Thank you, Andrew.
I love it so much.
It's a perfect song. It's better than anything the Beatles have ever done.
Oh my God, the Beatles are trash compared to that.
And I truly believe that.
This is our new podcast that we're super excited about, where we're going to be talking about basketball. We're going to follow the NBA season right now. And we're honestly new to basketball.
That's right.
In some ways.
Yeah.
We're kind of old to basketball. We've been watching it our whole lives, but
that's true. But there were periods when I wasn't really watching it. I mean, a lot of it, I would say.
Yeah. And there's also, you know, we weren't deep diving into it.
That's right.
We weren't learning about all of the NBA teams. We mostly were just focused on one or two teams.
Yeah. And for me, that was the Mavericks. Shout out Dallas Mavericks. Love you, Dirk.
Dirk, your son.
Yeah. That's where I used to live. And I still love the Mavericks. What about you?
I grew up in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Mostly followed the Phoenix Suns. Also, you know, I grew up in Tucson, which is home of the University of Arizona Wildcats, which is like a big basketball, you know, NCAA team.
Cool.
And I went to, we went to a lot of Wildcats games when I was a kid, but I didn't really care about basketball. I was just kind of a kid going to games. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And then followed the Suns during the Steve Nash years. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Oakland the same year that little Steffi Curry moved to Oakland.
Oh, do you think that's a coincidence?
No, I followed him. Just kidding. I didn't follow him. I didn't know who he was. But
he was just a little young boy.
He was a little baby boy.
Yeah.
And I cradled him and I brought him up.
So you're responsible for his three-pointers.
I am responsible. I raised him and made him the man he is today.
Mm-hmm. And I the height of my Mavericks love, I would say, was during the one time that they won the championship. So I really timed that right.
Yeah, I mean, they had, this was kind of around the same time that I was following the Suns. Mm-hmm. And the Mavericks really had their day in the sun.
Yeah,
like
they destroyed LeBron when he was at the Heat.
Oh yeah, I mean,
that was, yeah,
they, you can hold that over LeBron when you meet him.
That's really the goal of this whole podcast, is I want to meet LeBron. Well,
can we talk about our goals?
The table. Well, yeah, but let me just finish this thought, because the tables have now turned, because I hated LeBron at that point, but now that he has moved to our beautiful sunny Los Angeles.
Yeah, we both live in Los Angeles now. Is it a coincidence that I moved to Los Angeles almost the same time that LeBron moved to Los Angeles?
What's going on? There's no way that that's a coincidence.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
I moved here, then he moved here. It's like, hey, dude, stop following me.
And now I'm a brand new LeBron fan. I've forgiven him for the days of that he was on the Miami Heat and was a threat to me. And I, you know, I even have a jersey now.
You do.
I wear it, and people yell at me in the street when I wear it, but that's okay. And now I'll be following the Lakers.
I will always love the Warriors and the Suns. I think they're my children.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm open to, I want to see the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I want to see the Clippers. Mm-hmm. I want to enjoy what LA has to offer.
That's right.
Also, you know, here's my philosophy about basketball. Can't we all just have a good time?
I wish both teams could win.
I wish everyone could win. Honestly, I have been told that this is a naive perspective, but I hate when the opposing team is sad that they lose. Even though they're not my team, I just don't want them to be sad.
Yeah.
But that being said, sometimes LeBron's a big baby.
He is.
And he's
very entertaining to watch.
He's amazing. He's the best. It'll, I'm not going to deny that he's an incredible athlete, maybe the best basketball player that exists right now. Don't get at me if you disagree.
Kobe fans are going to come at
you.
That's who yelled at me on the street.
Really?
Yeah.
What jerks? Who cares?
I know. Whatever.
Anyways, so that's our background. So we kind of decided to do this podcast back at the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
I was super excited that the Warriors were doing so well. So I was watching the playoffs with my roommate, Dan. And during the finals, we were inviting people over to watch with us, Agata being one of them.
Yeah. And I came to like all the games.
You were stuck in traffic every day driving to my house.
The traffic was horrible. You don't live that far from me, but at rush hour traffic, it takes forever.
It's really hard to be on the 110 during rush hour.
Yeah. So I would leave work and drive over there just to watch this game. And it was fun. We had a good time.
And we would just gab and cheer and get excited. Dan would ignore us.
He did not find us entertaining.
He was very serious, grumpy old man. don't get at me, Dan. And so we were like, oh, we should do this all the time.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. We got so excited about it.
Ate a bunch of snacks.
Looked at butts.
Yeah. And the playoffs were great. Like, there was so much drama happening, so much fighting, off-court stuff. And I was like, this is a great idea for us to talk about this more.
Yeah.
Because nobody else is talking about it. And that's what I want to hear.
Yeah. Whatever. Give me statistics, sure. Blah, blah. But what I really want to hear about is like LeBron saying do better at the press conference to that journalist.
Yeah,
you know,
in his short suit.
In his short suit with his little Gucci bag. You better tomorrow. Yes. Thank you, producer.
Play
Gabe.
It again, please.
You better tomorrow.
Yeah. And you know what? It really makes me want to do better tomorrow. Like, oh, yeah. I find it totally inspirational.
I listen to that every morning as I look in the mirror. Get me pumped up for the day. So that's a little bit about our history. We just want to have fun. Mm-hmm. We want to have
fun.
We want to
learn. We're going to have a lot of learning going on.
So this is going to be a journey.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of stuff that we don't know about that we're figuring out. And we want you to... If you don't know a lot about basketball, figure it out with us.
True.
If you know a ton about basketball, just enjoy hearing two young minds expanding.
And, you know, send us tweets when we're wrong about stuff, which will be multiple times.
Yeah, help us out. If we're reading Wikipedia and still can't figure something out, you know, send us clips, help us out, send us diagrams.
Yeah, you can email us at hi@dunk.town.
Yeah. And we want to hear from you.
And we love you.
So
our little dunkies, dunkaroos? Too early.
We'll come up with a name for
too
you.
Early, yeah.
I like dunkaroos.
Yeah,
dunkaroos. Donkey!
Donkeys is pretty good too.
Donkey!
Yeah.
Great. You know, and whatever. If we get courtside seats out of this podcast, awesome.
Yeah, we'll take them to any game.
If we get to meet, you know, Steph Curry or LeBron because of this podcast, cool.
Kiss him on the forehead.
Yeah, kiss, give him little pats on the butt. Say good game. If we get to be in on some inside jokes, that's what we
want.
I'd
love it. I'd love that.
So, but those are just the cherries on top.
Totally.
Anyways, what's happening right now in the NBA? It's the preseason's wrapping up.
Oh, yeah.
And we enjoyed some preseason games.
We did. We watched some and we went to one.
Yeah, we went to a game. It was at Staples Center. We saw Clippers and the Nugs.
Clips versus Nugs.
Clips versus Nugs. And it was super fun.
It was great. It was great. But, you know...
What is that?
Is that a lawnmower?
Oh, nice.
What? I still don't know what the first part was.
Those were hair clippers. Those are my clippers and nuggets sound drops. I didn't do them at a good time. Sorry.
That's our producer, Gabe. He also is responsible for this podcast because he did not enjoy basketball before this. Is that safe to say, Gabe?
Yeah, I didn't really follow it.
And when Agata and I would talk about the finals games that we were talking about, or the, you know, we would, that we were watching last season, Gabe was like, this is great. How fun when you describe it that way.
Yeah.
When we're like, he got, you know, 24 points and 10 rebounds or whatever.
Mm.
Snoozeville.
Yeah, snore.
Yeah.
But when we're like, and then this dude shoved a ball in this dude's face, and you're like, sweet.
Yeah.
And producer Gabe's also going to have lots of little sound drops for us, which are super fun.
Yeah. What is a preseason for the dummies?
Okay, so the preseason is like exhibition games,
mm-hmm,
that don't count in...
Everyone's just having fun.
Well, not necessarily. Some people are not having fun.
Who?
But for the most part, yes. It's like, this is not going to count against the stat, or for the stats for the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But people get to see the game. Like, for example, last night, the Warriors and Lakers played in San Jose. They don't normally play in San Jose. It was a chance for people in San Jose to see these two big teams play.
Mm-hmm.
But the stars of the teams don't really play that much during preseason games. Mostly it's for the younger players and for the coach to kind of see how the younger players will do. And you know, a lot of people get dropped after the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, we're going to test you out. You're from the you know, essentially like minor leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to test you out for a little bit. But then you didn't do that well, so we're going to drop you before the season starts. So for those people, it's not fun. It's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
They really got to show their mettle.
Yeah. I did see a very funny clip of LeBron. Look, it was just like him holding a piece of paper in front of his head, and some guy did a voiceover where it was like, I'm cutting him, I'm cutting him, I'm cutting him.
Yes. I think that is actually probably happening.
Yeah.
I think LeBron is like, oh, I don't like that guy. Or like, yeah, keep this kid.
He's got a lot of power.
He does. Man. And I think especially with this Lakers team, it's a bunch of little baby boys. I think most of the team is pretty new to the NBA, except for like Rajon Rondo, who's, you know, been in the NBA for a long time. But
I think it's going to take them a while to kind of get really feeling like a team. Cause I think that's why the Warriors keep winning, is they're so good at playing together, and they've been together and they know each other so well.
Oh my God. I follow the Warriors on Instagram, and there's this great video. It's a dumb video. Actually, it's just like an advertisement, like get pumped for the season.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts out with my Clay Bay, Clay Thompson, saying, this isn't Steph's team. This isn't my team. This isn't Draymond's team. It's our team. And then it's like, burr, 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 and it shows like clips of them like dunking and doing 3 points.
That's cute.
But it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Like they have 5 all-stars right now. Like that's a huge deal. Like they play so well together. It's like, no, none of them are. I was going to say there's no egos. I'm sure there's egos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not with each other. I think that they're really like, you know, doing each other a lot of solids.
Yeah. And then conversely, the Clippers, 0 all-stars. they're trying. They're doing their best, and they're a real underdog. And I.
Let's talk
love
about this
them.
Game a
yeah,
little bit.
Let me just give a little background on the teams. So the Clippers have never won a championship. They've never been to a final ever. But they're still fun to watch.
This is our second Clippers game that we've been to together.
True. I've been to a lot more.
You've been to a lot. And I have to say, I have a blast.
It is always fun.
Yeah.
And I really like, I want to root for the team that's has 0% chance in most people's eyes, because why not?
Yeah.
Because to me, I don't like, You know, I don't want to be going for the obvious, although I am a LeBron fan now. So I guess that is the most going for the obvious you can.
Hey, you know what I say? Diversify. Go for the obvious and root for an underdog.
Yeah, there we go. That works. Like, I wouldn't call myself a Warriors fan. I think they're a great team, but at this point, it's like they've won three out of four championships the last 4 years, and I want to see someone else shine.
Yeah. So what usually happens in a city with two teams mm-hmm. is the fans of those two teams hate each other.
Right.
But what you're saying is let's just support everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that is the point of it.
Which I completely agree with. Yeah. Again, going back to me saying, can't we all just have fun?
Could you imagine if LeBron joined the Clippers?
Can you imagine if both teams just became one super team?
Okay, I'd love it. I'd love it.
And they all just touched each other's butts.
Oh,
that's my favorite part of basketball.
Yeah. So then conversely, we have the Denver Nuggets, who are a pretty solid team. You know, they're not going to probably get to the finals, but have a good shot.
Last night, I heard Doris Burke say that...
Who's that?
Oh, Doris Burke is the lady...
Oh, the blonde lady.
Yeah, who she used to just do the interviews.
Mm-hmm, right after the game? Or in between?
In between mm-hmm. stuff. There's a name for that. I don't know what it is. But she used to do that stuff. But now she's actually doing commentary for ESPN.
Oh, really?
And I'm so excited because I think she's amazing.
She's cool.
And she's the only woman who's doing commentary. I think the first woman mm-hmm. To do commentary for an NBA.
Maybe she has an amazing voice.
She has an amazing voice and a great laugh. And I just love what she talks about. She was just like such a delight to listen to.
That's awesome.
And anyway, so she was saying about the during the Warriors-Lakers game last night, she was saying that the Nuggets are like her number three team.
Really?
She was saying on the West Coast. Yeah. She was saying it's Warriors, Rockets, and then Nuggets.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're probably not going to get to the finals, maybe. Well, who knows? But
I mean, not if they're competing against the Warriors and the Rockets, yeah, probably. But they have a chance, at least. Our Clippers, God bless them. It's not going to happen for them. But
bless their little hearts.
I know. But I just want them to work hard and have fun.
So we got to Staples Center, immediately got some fried chicken.
Straight to Ludo Bird, which anytime I'm in the Staples Center, I got to eat it. It's so good.
I'm vegetarian, so I just ate a biscuit that was dripping in a pool of honey. And I had honey all over my mouth and hands like Winnie the Pooh.
I have had that exact same experience after eating those biscuits.
I did not know it was going to be in a pool of honey, but it was so delicious.
It's so good. The biscuits are amazing. The chicken's amazing. If you're ever at Staples Center, you got to try it out. They also have one at Universal City Walk.
Wow. So we got chicken. We sat down. We were with our Irish friend who...
Shout out Alan.
Shout out to Alan, who I don't think he knows much about basketball.
No, I think he just wanted to have fun with his friends.
Yeah. And it was great. So we, you know, immediately noticed the great shoe colors mm-hmm. going on.
Right. So this is apparently a new thing. You were telling me that they used to have to wear specific colors or just
so
matching
colors? I think way back in the day, they could only wear like white or something. I don't know. But then in the 90s, the shoes had to be in their team colors.
Mm.
So it could be like blue or something if one of your team colors was blue. Mm. But recently, I think just before the preseason started, they said you could wear whatever color shoe you want.
Mm-hmm.
And these boys are really...
taking it and run with it.
They're
wearing pink, orange, blue, all of them.
They're expressing themselves through their shoes.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's their one outlet of creativity on the court. And I love the ones that are really taking advantage of it.
There was a Clipper... I think his name is Shay, but I kept calling him Shy Boy. And he was wearing pink shoes and they looked great and they really popped off the court.
Yeah. I can see why they were banned, because it is really distracting when you're looking at the court.
Yeah. Do you think someone's going to be like blocking you and then look at your shoes and they're like, oh no. And the ball gets dunked on them.
Yeah. And I think the thing with this game for us is, you know, we're there at the game. We have no commentator. So it's actually a lot harder to follow who the players are and who's doing what.
Actually, can I just give a note really quickly to the Clippers franchise? I can't understand the announcer at Staples Center.
That's true. He is speaking, but I don't know what he's saying.
He's like, oh.
Yeah. So yeah, that wasn't helpful at all. All we had was our own eyeballs, which we were sitting very high up.
We were in almost the last row.
Almost the very last row.
And I loved it. But you know, whatever, if someone wanted to give us courtside seats, I'd take them, I guess.
Yeah, we wouldn't say no. And the game was pretty good. I mean, you could tell that they weren't as committed to it as a lot of other games I've seen.
Well, also, it wasn't the season starters of each team playing most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly, you know, the newbies. So there was a lot of...
Yeah, so the drama of it is kind of like, it's like a balloon that's been popped and is like slowly letting it
deflated.
Out. Yeah, it's not as like intense because everyone's like, all right, we're just hanging out.
And
playing a game of Snake with our friends.
Snake?
Isn't that what? Oh, horse. Whoops.
Snake is awesome, though.
I mean, it would work.
It would work just fine.
You could do any animal.
You could do any animal. Yeah. If you wanted a longer game too, make it like chameleon or something.
Ooh.
More letters to work with.
You should play a game.
Oh, can I also say, I don't think I've ever played a game of basketball. I've played horse and stuff, or just like shooting around. But I was trying to think back through my whole very long life and started crying. Mm. Just kidding. And I can't remember an actual full basketball game that I've ever played.
I definitely have never played one either.
So let's go play a pickup game now.
Yeah, I'm down. I want to play.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that'll be an episode.
We can play. Let's do it.
So one thing I think the Clippers, I love about the Clippers is they have great dancers and they're not coming out there with like heels on or whatever. They've got tennies on.
Yeah.
They are legit dancing their little butts off.
They look great.
And
they look synchronized. What more could you ask for?
Not a whole lot. That's what dancing's all about, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They also had the Clippers chairman come out during halftime, who are the wheelchair basketball players. So much fun.
That was great.
They were so good.
Yeah.
And
it's like, how are they doing like rolling across and dribbling at the same time?
It was more coordination than I have. And their guns were insane.
That's true. Their arm muscles were so wild.
Yeah. And it was just super fun to watch them. But then, you know how they have people come out during games to play little, you know, games like shooting contests or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
They had this tic-tac-toe.
Oh, yeah.
Game.
Yeah. It was like a giant tic-tac-toe board and they had to like
do layups.
Do a layup. And then if they got it in, they got one X to put
down.
Yeah.
Or an O, or whatever their team was. Or their. And this one guy, I think he was the O guy, obviously doesn't know how to play tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
Because he had the chance to put the O in the right place to win.
Yeah.
And he did not do it.
He put it in the other spot.
What a moron.
And the whole crowd is screaming at him. How could he not notice?
The crowd was legit invested in this and yelling. They're like, no! And I don't know. I called him the tic-tac-toe moron.
Yeah, I'm like disappointed. Tic-tac-toe moron is a good description.
And then another thing that came up is Gabe and Agata were like, I was like, oh, he got a personal foul. And you guys were like, what's the difference between a personal foul and a team foul?
Yeah.
And I did not know. I couldn't tell you. And I just looked it up on Wikipedia. And it looks, here's what I thought it was. The personal foul was on the person. Okay. The team foul was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it is.
It's not?
Well, I don't think so. I think the personal foul is a very specific thing where, from Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
it results from personal contact between two opposing players. So the personal foul is the type of foul. Mm-hmm. So there's like personal, flagrant, technical,
okay.
blah, blah, blah. And personal is like, there was personal contact, meaning like you grabbed an arm or mm-hmm. whatever. That's what I'm gathering, you know, and flagrant foul is like violence.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Against another player. So
like shoving a basketball in someone's face.
Yeah. Or like, you know, trying to like the last night, I can't remember who it was, but someone like went to go throw a punch at someone else at Cook on the Warriors, someone on the Lakers. Actually, two Lakers players got ejected last night.
Which game are you talking about?
It was this preseason Lakers Warriors game.
Mm.
It was, anyways.
They got ejected. I should have watched it. Sounds cool.
It was a pretty fun game to watch. Also because Draymond was having so much fun.
Mm.
He like when he was in the game and out of the game, he would like go over and talk to the Lakers coach Luke Walton for a little bit.
Mm.
He like while he was in the game, you know, someone's doing a free throw or whatever, and he's just like, "Oh, I'm over here just chatting with Luke Walton. We're just making jokes and having fun."
Yeah.
And then at one point, he and LeBron were like hitting each other and giggling. It was amazing. I'm like, "What's so funny? What are they talking about?"
I know. I want to know the jokes so bad.
If I could read lips.
That's the big reason we want courtside seats. We want to be close to the action. We want to hear what they're mumbling about.
That's actually I want to hear them talk so badly.
When they're talking shit, yeah.
When they're talking shit, when they're making jokes and making each other laugh.
Yeah.
Are they actually funny? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Is everyone just laughing at Steph Curry because he's a silly boy?
Maybe he's the funniest guy.
The shots that we see, he looks like the funniest guy in the world. Everyone's like guffawing around him.
So anyways, the game was super fun and we left early. I don't actually know what the final score of the game was.
That's true. We didn't want to get trapped in there.
Even though it was kind of dead.
We
were sleepy.
Yeah.
The game was
I like to leave a little bit early.
It was a Tuesday, right? It was on the 9th.
It was late. We went after work.
We had to work the next morning. We're just sleepy babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we want to see what the final score was?
Yeah, I think Gabe's looking it up. Who won?
It looks
the Nugs.
It looks like the Clippers pulled it through. 109-103.
Oh, the Clippers won. Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I think that means the Clippers were undefeated for the whole preseason.
It means nothing, though.
Hey, they're having fun. Let them have this one thing.
It's okay. It doesn't. I'm sorry, Clippies.
Please be nice to our clip claps.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. It means something. But, you know, we'll see what happens during the regular season.
Yeah.
We're going to go to more Clippers games.
We are.
Because that's what we can afford.
Yeah.
And. You know,
we might go to one Lakers game if we can find one, unless somebody wants to give us courtside seats.
Yeah. Hey, I actually looked up the first home game for the Lakers for this season. And I was like, oh, maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe I could get some cheapish tickets.
Yeah.
It's against the Rockets also. So they're like an amazing team.
Yeah. Two big boys.
The cheapest tickets were like $700.
That is insane.
Definitely.
We'll try to make it out to at least one.
Yeah, we'll try to make it to one.
Hopefully they're not all like that.
So from moving forward, we're going to be choosing a game to watch each week. And then we'll be recapping that game.
Mm-hmm. And talking about what happened since the last time we recorded, basically.
Yeah, so just because we're watching one game a week doesn't mean we're not going to sort of keep track of what else is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if any like good memes pop up, you know, we're going to talk about it.
True.
And And by recap, I don't mean that we're going to like tell you every little thing that happened, because we probably won't.
No.
It'll probably be more like the highlights of the game that are not necessarily, you know, who scored what and who assisted what.
Mm-hmm.
Even though if there was a real good pass, we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did like a real under the leg, over the
backwards,
back.
Yeah, backflip.
If someone did a backflip and dunked during a game,
can you imagine?
You know we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So the next game we're going to talk about is on the 16th of October. It's going to be a 76ers at the Celtics.
Great sound drops. It's great. Producer Gabe.
Great choice for the Celtics. Both of them. I love it. And so watch that game and you know, watch it with us. And I think our, you know, our first episode will probably drop on the 24th.
And we'll be going through the whole NBA season.
Yeah.
So stick it out with us.
Stick it out with us. And learn with us, grow with us.
Yeah. And, visit our website. It's dunk.town.
The best website.
Yeah, we got a great URL. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. Thank you to the wonderful Andrew Clotworthy for making a beautiful song. We love it. Thank you to our friend Andrea for designing our logo.
Beautiful design.
It's amazing. We love our friends. And then rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, only if you're going to give us 5 stars. Yeah. If you don't like what we're doing, just totally fine.
Scroll on by, please.
Just listen to, there's so many other good podcasts.
There's a lot of other NBA podcasts that will give you the numbers that you're searching for that we don't have. We don't have the numbers.
We don't have the numbers for you, but you know what we do have? The fun.
And the heart.
And the heart. And the butts.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the NBA season to start. Love you. Bye.